Welcome to Sucked Up Podcast on Youth Express. Recorded live from Clareton Education Center. This is Kira Paredes, and I'm in 8th grade here at Clareton Middle High School. Joining me are
Jaymar,
Jeff,
Aubrion.
Today we'll be discussing Frozen. So, Frozen. It was a good movie when I went to go see it in theaters. But then, my stepsister bought the movie, and she would watch it on repeats, and I began to hate it. And then, I went to Walmart. They have an entire aisle dedicated to that one movie. And I hate it. They're milking it so much. And this last Halloween, all you see is little Elsa's walking around all over the place.
My input on Frozen is just, like, burn the CD. Delete Frozen from anywhere and everywhere. Frozen should not exist no more. But it's still a good movie. Like, because the little Olaf character, you know. But the songs, why? Let it go, let it go. I want all the songs.
Over and over.
Exactly, because they play it over and over again. It's like, shut up.
Especially if your little daughter or son, I'm not discriminating, is between the ages of like 4 and 9.
Exactly.
Be ready to have Frozen dumped all over your house.
Exactly. It's like, whose kid are you?
Because they're not mine.
Not mine. Get out of this house.
I have no input in Frozen. Yeah, I like the movie.
How many times did you see it is the question.
Twice.
That's why.
Exactly. So you don't have people who love to see it over and over and over again.
Over. And over.
It's not fair.
Forever and ever.
She's lucky.
I like Elsa and Anna.
I bet you do. The movie in general was kind of sad because, like, during the beginning of the movie, it tells about how their parents went to sea and, you know, the waves came up and killed them. And then Elsa just completely shut herself off.
She didn't want everybody else finding out because her dad said, don't let anybody conceal it. You don't feel it at all.
And the thing is, first person who should have known about it after she woke up was her sister. I don't think the troll should have did that because it put her in more risk because she didn't know about it. So she didn't know not to take off her glove and then Elsa, and a whole bunch of ice would come, practically stab her sister in the face.
Can I say something? One of the mistakes that Anna made, trying to marry a dude that she met a few hours ago.
Day.
I agree with you on that
one. It wasn't even a complete date or
exactly,
a whole day.
It was like a few hours.
You guys just met and you're already talking about getting married.
They sang a song and wanted to get married.
The middle was crazy.
It was good. I think it was crazy. Better than the beginning because she met her little boyfriend and his little reindeer. And then the one dude's whole family was in the sauna room. I wouldn't have went in there with them either.
Yoo-hoo,
I don't know these people.
Summer blowout.
The best part to me was whenever they were all on the ground on the snow and Olaf's like, I can't feel my feet. And Kristoff breaks up. He's
like, I can't feel my legs.
That's my legs.
And he was like, oh, grab my butt. Another good part of the movie, the end.
The
end was good.
Oh
when
my
she,
God.
She like froze and hit the sword. And then she walked up, the prince was like, get him.
The rudest part I thought about the end was that
he didn't even love her.
He didn't love her. He just wanted the kingdom.
That was so ignorant.
He was
just
wanting to marry
away from
her
brother.
Because whenever she needed True Love's kiss to free the curse,
he was like, I love you. I was about to say, girl, if you don't stand up and punch him.
I think Elsa should have really killed him right there. Don't even send him back to the kingdom.
I could honestly kind of agree with him because he did lock her up in that cell at the bottom of the castle. I was like, oh, yeah. That is ignorant. He wanted her dead.
Exactly. Like, why didn't you want to kill him after that?
The least you could have done was lit a candle for her.
And then Olaf's coming to save her.
He picked the lock with his nose. All right, now that we talked about the good, let's talk about the bad. I think they commercialized Frozen way too much.
Like, too much.
Practically every commercial, it's about Frozen. Like, the movie has been here for, like, 2-3 years, and they're still commercializing it. I'm like, what? Well, I think it's because everybody watched it so much, so they think it's, like, still a hit.
For money.
For profit.
The money. They want the money.
They want the bands.
My review for Frozen would be at least, like, 3.5 bear paws.
I rate Frozen 2 out of 5. I'm sorry that I'm brutally honest.
All right, for my rating, I give Frozen a 4 out of 5 because of the music that was in there. I thought it was pure genius how they kept adding the songs and with the movie and it fit perfectly.
I give Frozen 4 out of 5.
Okay, now it's time for criticism. Jeff, 4 out of 5. 4 out of 5.
I like music.
Okay, forget the music.
4 out of 5. How many times have you seen the movie, though?
677.
That concludes this episode of The Stuck Talk on Youth Express. Recorded live from Clareton Middle School. Special thank yous to Abrion, Kira, myself, Mr. Ben, Jeffrey, Mr. Manko, and Beyonce. We welcome your feedback and input. Please address comments to info@youthexpress.org.